Young Farmers Fall Tour. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. The Tennessee Young Farmers and Ranchers recently held their annual fall tour, this year held in Cleveland, Tennessee.
Very enjoyable. By far, this, other than the summer conference, this has been the best one I've been on. It's good to get to come together with and meet other people and learn about their operation. It's very, very enjoyable. I guess my favorite would be the Burns Hereford Farm, maybe just because I like the beef cattle.
Franklin County young farmer Jonathan Stein said he thoroughly enjoyed this year's tour and learning more about how farmers in East Tennessee go about their daily business, something Jeremiah Hollinsworth of Dyer County says is completely different than his West Tennessee farming.
Been great, been soggy. Wasn't expecting all this rain. That's daylight and dark from us. I'm from the flatlands of West Tennessee, extreme West Tennessee, and when you get over here, I'm not used to these hills and hollers, but it's nice to see how they do operate. I mean, I did see some corn today.
The fall tour is rotated each year to a different part of the state to showcase each region's unique aspects of agriculture. And this year in Lower East Tennessee, they visited four farms that George Robert Klein of Jefferson County said were a great choice for East Tennessee.
Enjoyed the tour today. Saw some things that's really interesting in. I got to see switchgrass. I've heard a lot about it. I like the Bermuda operation and like to see the equipment that they use there and see how it was done. And also the Purebred Hereford tour, the new cell facility that they're building. It's going to be really nice, and they've got some really nice looking cattle, as well as the apple orchard. I thought the apple orchard with the retail store there on the farm was really, really important, and I think they're going to do well there.
The Excellence in Agriculture contest is also held during the fall tour, and Brian and Samantha McLaren of Overton County were announced the winners of that contest at the banquet Saturday night. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.